name is Thais Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your Daily Breakthrough video, and in this video, we're going to talk about how to receive if you find that you struggle to receive things like compliments, support, emotional connection from people, love, closeness, favors, and this can really exist in any of the seven areas of life. This could be in your career, this could be in your relationships, romantically, your friendships, it could be from family, it could be financially. So let's take a look at really why this happens and some things that you can do to take action, because seriously, receiving is an absolute necessary part of our relationships, and you'll find out why in this video as well. So before I dive in, we have our lifetime membership access pass closing soon. We have so many people who come into the school, and there's a lot in there. There's a lot of courses, a lot of content, course tracks for everybody, a lot of support from our you know, social events, live webinars, open Q&A sessions with myself that I do 4 times a week, all this stuff. So basically, people come in and be like, well, there's so much. And sometimes it just actually makes more sense to pay for a lifetime membership, which gives you access to everything for life. So I'll put a link in the description box below if you want to check that out. We have courses that really target how to receive, when we talk about boundaries, when we talk about moving out of codependency. So if this is a topic you want to do a deeper dive on, check out those courses specifically as well. So not only is receiving a necessary part of relationships, but when we are not receiving, and especially when we're just giving and putting out, then eventually we are going to build resentment in our relationships. And it can actually be, somebody can be trying to give things to you, trying to show up, trying to support you, but if you're blocking them or not allowing them, your subconscious mind will still perceive an imbalance in relationships. And basically what conflict is born out of is an imbalance across time, space, energy, or matter. And so we're basically on this pathway to having resentment in relationships, to having subconscious expectations in relationships that aren't met. So we feel let down, we feel disappointed, we feel frustrated, we feel like it's a one-way street. So until we learn to receive, we block the flow of energy between two people, which is going to inevitably lead to conflict at some point in time. So if you find this is a problem with you or something that shows up for you in your relationships, I want you to start by asking yourself, what specifically am I afraid of receiving? And I'm going to list some just really common things off, and then we're going to go into how to work on this. Am I afraid of receiving love? Am I afraid of receiving closeness? Am I afraid of emotional intimacy? Am I afraid of compliments? Am I afraid of receiving support or favors? And if so, truly, in which area of life? Is it career, financial, mental, you know, somebody's helping you with your learning, emotional, somebody's emotionally supporting you or giving you emotional energy? Is it something spiritual? Is it something physical with your health, with your appearance, whatever it might be? Or is it something in your relationship areas? Okay. And this would be friends, family, and romantic. And these are the major areas. Like, we'll see a lot of the relationship area, the career area, the financial area, and people have different blocks for different reasons, but I'm going to help you discover yours in this video. So then I want you to ask yourself why. What are my earliest memories of receiving help in these areas? And why did I come to fear receiving? Okay, so give yourself a moment to just like think about that for a second. Okay, you can even pause the video if you want. And then I want you to realize that it's never the objective thing that causes the problem. It's never the receiving support at work or help when you make a mistake in the workplace. It's not the objective situation. It's the meaning we give to the situation. And the cool part about that is that we can always change that, which can then change our relationship to the situation. So if you can ask yourself, okay, if I receive, and you may find that you have fears in many different areas, just notice what is the meaning I give that is actually the source of my fear. It's not receiving itself. It's the meaning I give to receiving. Do you believe, for example, that if I receive help, that I then become a burden and people won't like me? Do I believe that if I receive help, I then become a burden and people will abandon me? Do I believe that I'm not worth the effort? Do I believe that receiving is selfish or it makes me greedy or a bad person? Do I believe that if I try to receive something, I'm unworthy or undeserving of it? Or perhaps if I receive and rely on other people, it makes me weak. It makes me vulnerable, and that's not safe. So I want you to just tune in there and see what shows up for you and why. Where did you pick up these imprints from? Because I'm sure you didn't volunteer your raise your hand one day and say, hey, mom or dad or school or teachers or whoever, can you give me those imprints where I'm like really afraid to receive? And it just breeds all this resentment in my relationships. And then I just feel alone in the world. You know, those are not fun things to feel. So what we can then do is pick out like, what are your major beliefs in this area? Like, what are yours that are most specific? And then we have to reevaluate these beliefs. And if you want to take this a step further and really not understand just, you know, why you're afraid to receive, but how to receive, what we then must do is reprogram those beliefs. Now, I've got a lot of reprogramming tools on this channel. I've got a course that's just 21 tools to reprogram your subconscious mind in the school. So you can really like pick the ones that you feel the most connected to and see yourself doing and following through on and just dive right into all that stuff. But in order to start doing that work, we have to first extract what the problem is and be able to isolate it effectively. So we want to reevaluate these beliefs. And you can start too as an exercise by looking at the cost. What is the cost in my life of not receiving, of not asking, of being unwilling to ask for help, reach out my hand for support, okay? And looking at some of the downsides. And then you can do reprogramming by really equilibrating those stories on a daily basis, really looking for proof of otherwise. Why are you, you know, going to be even closer to somebody instead of abandoned by them when you allow yourself to receive? And the more evidence you put, 10, 15 pieces of evidence every day for 21 days, especially in that relaxed state of mind where you're more suggestible, that's called auto-suggestion. It's an amazing tool for reprogramming. We talk about lots of different ones on this channel. You can search up different reprogramming tools, but hopefully this gives you an amazing place to jump off from. So let me know if you want to hear more about this in the comments below. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already, and I will see you in the next video.